ရိဒါကနောဇကိမရချူန်သံတိဝဇိဒါအကြီးဆုံးဘုရမဇတုံဘမရနောတိတောနဇတုံဤသူကြီးစံကြီးဧကိသံတံဝတ္တနောစံကြီးဒောစံယေမရှိပရကြဝငုံညီကြီးဒီဟာနာသူကြီးဒီဟာရှိသောရှိဆုံးဤချရရစီဝဇိဒါလောတိတောဝတ္တဒတိရကောလာယံဂျီနီအကြီးအတဒုနဲ့တောင်းကြီးအတဒရယံခကျင်နာရီရှေသရဏမတိပါတရေချမရစီဝတ္တနသုံးဝန်ဒီဝတ္တရှိမိကြောင့်ရေချမတင်နာဆောင်းကြောင့်ကြီးကိုဆောက်သုရစံစီဝတ္တဆောက်သုရစံကားစီငဝဲတို့ကြီးဒီရမ္ဘရန်တပီချရရမ္ဘရန်တပီရှိပြီချရရှင်နာရှင်နာမှာချက်ဒီစီဝဇိတတိဉ္စမနိသောကြောဝဆောသုရသံဘုဒ္ဓိငောကေဒသုတိတိဝရမ္မရမ္မရဒဝရရှေယတိတံဂရိရှေနာယောဝတ္တရှိသရဏမတိပိမချဝဇိနတအဇိတတိယဝတဝဉ္ဇေယတိငောကေသုတိတိဝရမ္မရဒဝရငောကေတံဝတ္တသုတိတိဝငွိယမကွေရရစီဝတ္တငောဝေသူကြီးဒီနောဝန္တကရစီဒီခေါတုံတော်ဝရစီဒါငောဝေတော်သူကြီးဒီကငွေတိမာရီစနေတဲ့ငွေရမကွေချတဲ့ဒီနေ့လျောရမဆတ်တွန်းနာနဲ့ဒွန်ဆဲနေရှိပါလားစီဝတ္တကြီးသောဝန္ဒီဝစာကျက်ကံတော်ဒီပဋိသဘတော်ပြီဒုမဆရာဒါဆရာနာမည်ကနော်နီဒုမဆရာယံပယံသူဒွန်ဆဲနေရှိပါတဲ့လားဝတ္တနာသိစံတဲ့ခွန်ပြဆောက်သူရစမီရောပြီဒါနဲ့သီစံယူကြီးတောင်းတဲ့ယုံကြီးကိုသာဝတ္တိအကြီးယာနီအကြီးနေတော်တတ္တနီညင်ကိတန်တုကဝိတိနသီတံအကမရကျူဆောင်းနီကတကတိအကဝတ္တနာသီစံတတ္တိစမကုမရတိယင်ကြီးတောင်းတဲ့ယောသီယင်ကြီးပါတော့ဒေါင္ကနာသီစီယူကြီးယာနီနသီတနီဒံကနာတိဥတ္တကွန်ဗညကိနာတိငေါကြည့်သူရီကွန်ဗသံဝနာတိဒီတကွန်ဗဝဒတိသံဘုတိသောသောဒါဇံတိသံဇာယံဒိနာတိသံတကွန်ဗသောသောသံယောဘီစီဒါငောဝေတံအဒူတိငုမံဘသောသောယောကြောင့်တင်းကြီးသောသောကြီးသူဂုဏီမန်တော်စရှိနာတင်းကြီးတို့ဝရှိအဆောင်ရရစနောဒါငောကြီးတောင်းဆောင်နိုင်အောင်မိ
In the morning session, we stopped at the bottom of page 34. We have a quotation from the Illuminating Lamp, which states that the repetition by nature, the individual union of the three letters of the three Vajras and the three tones of the three phases of wind is called Vajra repetition. So that was the last statement. But there is a debate arising from that. So first thing that we have is regarding that one says, it follows that such a mode of explanation is unacceptable. It is all right, I know you are quoting the Illuminating Lamp, but this mode of explanation is unacceptable. Why? Because the three yogas of life force exertion explained in the later tantra are explained through subsuming them in the stage of vajra repetition verbal isolation. Now, what Nauman Felden replies to that is that there is no privation because to subsume something in the stage of vajra repetition verbal isolation, it does not have to be the actual verbal repetition. So he says we have three stages, we have three different yogas of life force exertion. They all come under the same heading, but they're not all of them the actual practice. And it says because that text states that since there are three yogas of life force exertion, meditating on the three drops at the three tips in the explanation in the Illuminating Lamp, life force exertion that is not the actual verbal isolation and vajra repetition exists. So what are the three drops and that are meditated on the three tips? All right. So We say that if we examine the central channel, there are three openings, so three points, three important points of that. We have the upper opening of the central channel, who is between the two eyebrows. Then we would have a second point, which would be at the level of the heart. But where exactly it is exactly at the center of the heart chakra, and that center is exactly inside the central channel. That would be the second point. And finally, we have the last point, which is at the lower opening at the secret place. So we have these three points, and at those three points, we're doing meditation on three drops. The light drop is the one that is meditated at the upper opening. The mantra drop is the one meditated at the level of the heart. And the substance drop is the one meditated at the lower opening. So we have, since we have three yogas of life force exertion, meditating on the three drops at the three tips in the explanation of the illuminating lamp, life force exertion, that is not the actual verbal isolation and vajra repetition, exists. However, if we designate these two as the main practices of life force exertion, these two are subsumed. So just change the phrasing there in that.
Aujourd'hui, dans une réunion de la Rome, du Sardongo, Donzerko, Longoton, des Sondis, des Latons, Yanti Mayimba, Deli, Jayan, du Sosurji, Nanjuriena, Mawen, Durji, Diva, Yemi, Machavatar, Lichi, Nichi, Sarasi, Ojuda, Lichi, Nichi, Sam, Sankurko, Tatankurko, Angaji, Saru Jan Wama Sambu Maraji Yamakan Jivayu Sita Sankur Tindra Yimbayandu Liji Nichi Sar Yiki Yamana Yiki Kuna Tilamuya Yamana Tili Kuna Tilamuya Yiki Dan Tili Sa Gombi Ojida Tianoka Longanga Dadar Am Savami Nanda Daba Nanjur Tamchi Sasurji Nanjurji Yimbati Dinner Zabadurji, the Jagan Kibati, Mara, Sanjavati, Shiba Conscious. But I, Sanjavati, I don't get on your chamber. Sankurjin is to Tayiki in a Tuli in a Gumbas or Tamchi, to long in the long women on a double tapsa, Jindro Guris in a Songarishi. She knew that you, Sotoro Sigidi Gumyati, Jai Changjong Mayimba, or you Jai Chimbuma Tonjavati, Mid the Jongaris and Nango Juno Javayindu, Sotoro Jai Chimbur Tonwando, Mid the Jongan of Si Chundu, she's a Tatila, but I'm a fan to you, I use. Or you that in Layamba Yendu, Sotoro Sigidi.
Now, the quotations that we had previously were coming from the text, The Illuminating Lamp, that is composed by the Master Chandrakirti. Now, we'll continue, and again one says that if it is a yoga of life force exertion, it follows that it is not pervasive, that it is vajra repetition, verbal isolation. And that is because all yogas that gather the winds in the central channel by meditating on the letters, drops and so on at important points at the point are explained as yogas of life force exertion by the Tathagata Vajra, that is an Indian scholar. And also because J. Rinpoche has explained that all meditations on letters and drops at the channel wheels are methods for gathering the wind in the central channel, and has praised this expansion of life force exertion as an amazing, excellent explanation. So what we see here is that when we talk about this particular practice that is called life force exertion, it's not just one single practice. It can include many different types of meditation. It can include meditation on drops, meditation on syllables. It can be meditation that all those things are visualized in different places of the body and so forth. In terms of life force exertion, we can talk about the main one as well as different branches. And all these branches can be subsumed, can also be called life force exertion, although they are not the main practice. Nevertheless, Jerome has praised that let's say, that openness as being a very good method. So he says, instead of holding life force exertion to be one small limited practice, it's very good to recognize all these branches and include them in this practice as well. This is very helpful. It is praised as being a very good thing to include all this.
Now,
we continue with our text where it says that there are stages of meditation in the three life force exertions because, first of all, in the context of physical isolation, there is meditation to gather the winds at the central channel, at the heart, when unable to do so, though one is able to gather the winds in the central channel. So it says, if we look at the order, if we look at the sequence, how things evolve, first of all, you're meditating on practices, you're doing practices of physical isolation. And there are methods and techniques there that will allow you to gather the winds in the central channel, but still, you're not capable of bringing them at the level of the heart. Now, when you move into the next stage, it says that there is meditation on the mantra drop at the top of the heart, and we have explained where the top of the heart is. It's at the center of the channel wheel of the heart. And through long-term familiarity with that, one first generates primordial awareness of the four empties and transfers to the stage of life force exertion designated as Vajra recitation, verbal isolation. And why do we describe it like this? Because they say, first of all, you're on physical isolation. You're capable of bringing the winds in the central channel, but not in the heart. And then, after that, what you practice is the recitation of the mantra drop. The recitation of the mantra drop is not the actual Vajra repetition, verbal isolation. It's sort of like a branch or a preliminary, but nevertheless, it is a practice which is designated as Vajra recitation, verbal isolation. So this is kind of the beginning, the entrance into the practices of verbal isolation. Since this is a state compatible with mental isolation, it is suitable to be designated as mental isolation, but it is not the actual state. Now, we are talking about the three phases of isolation here. You're going from the physical, you're entering the verbal, and it says when you are doing these practices, you are practicing something which is compatible with the next stage of isolation, which is the mental isolation. You have not really moved into the mental isolation. You're not doing the actual practices of mental isolation, but you're doing something that is quite similar, that could be even called mental isolation. Why? Because the illuminating lamp, which is the illuminating lamp of the five stages of Guhya Samaja, states that having well understood the point of meditating in the indestructible drop at the heart, and through long familiarity with that, the primordial awareness of the four empties is first generated. Since this is compatible with mental isolation, it is suitable to be designated as that, but it is not the actual mental isolation. So, because you know that it is important to meditate and focus on the level of the indestructible drop of the heart, you could be doing those practices there, and eventually through the force of familiarity, you can cause the four empties to be generated. And this looks like the practice of mental isolation. It is not the actual practice of mental isolation, but you can still, it is compatible, right? So you can designate it, you can call it that. By meditating on the mantra drop as the method of gathering the winds in the heart in that way, the winds gather and dissolve in the central channel. This is dissolution of the winds in the central channel near the indestructible drop at the heart, but not dissolution of the winds in the actual indestructible drop. So here the text makes this distinction. We're talking about gathering the winds and causing them to come into the central channel. We're talking about gathering them at the level of the heart. But just because you have the winds dissolving or entering within the chakra of the heart, it doesn't mean it has entered within, let's say, the center of the chakra, within the central channel itself, within the indestructible drop itself. You can cause them to enter or dissolve near that, and that's different from having exactly caused them to come at the very center. So, to dissolve the winds in the actual indestructible drop, this is something quite difficult because its channel knot must be loosened. You must have loosened up all the knots there. For that purpose, life force exertion, meditating on the light drop at the upper opening, meditates on Vajra repetition of the indivisible union of the individual tones of the three, the wind rising, entering and abiding, and the tones of the three letters. That is because Just as one opens a blocked hollow bamboo stem by inserting a long stick into it, one opens the channel knots by inserting winds into them. So as we say, the practice has three phases. First of all, you meditate gradually on three places of the body. And if you see how these places are in the body, you start by meditating on the upper opening, on the light drop. And then you move at the level. Once you open up the blockages there, you move and you meditate on a lower point, which at the level of the heart, by doing the mantra drop. And once you clear what is there, you move even lower and you meditate on the substance drop at the tip of the sexual organ. So it is very similar to having a bamboo, because you know the bamboo has a lot of joints, and at the point of the joints it is blocked. So he says it's like taking a metal stick and inserting it, and from the top gradually you break up the first seal, you move into the second, you move into the third. So he says this practice is similar to that. Now, we continue where it says, Though winds and mantra are indivisibly joined, the tones of the three, the wind, rising, entering, and abiding, are not taken as Okay, it will explain here what they are not, because we say at all times we try to conjoin or to join somehow the three phases of the winds entering, rising, entering, and abiding, and with the tone of the letters. But it's going to explain exactly what do we mean by that, and we'll do that by explaining what it is not. So we'll try to clear away any misunderstandings in relation to those letters. So, though wind and mantra are indivisibly joined, the tones of the three, the winds rising, entering, and abiding, are not taken as non-distinct from the written aspect of the three letters. So it is not that every time you have winds rising or entering and abiding, someone goes there and writes the letters. It has nothing to do with the written form of the letters. That should be clear. And they are not taken as non-distinct from the external speech recited as words. So also, it is not that we say that they are the same with the actual verbalizing of the sound of the letters. So it is not that either. Also, although not recited as words, mentally engaging the aspect recited as words also is not taken as non-distinct from the external tone. So it's not that you're doing any mental recitation in your mind either. You're not doing verbal recitation, you're not doing mental recitation, you're not focusing on the letters. None of these three is. So then what is it? When the wind moves in the channel, one recognizes the resonance to be like the tone of the three letters, and directing the mind to that without distraction is the method of Vajra recitation in this context. Now, once again, what are the three letters and how they relate to the three phases? Although usually we give the letters in the order Om Ahum, in this particular case we take first of all the last syllable Hum. It is the resonance of the syllable Hum to be like the tone that is created when the winds are rising. It is the resonance of the syllable Om that is similar to the sound that is created when the winds are entering. And it is similar to the resonance of the syllable A when the winds are abiding, are remaining for a while in a particular place. Now, if we now look at different types of Vajra recitation, it says regarding Vajra recitation, if the object of recitation is classified by means of the winds, there are two types. You can have main and secondary Vajra recitation. And also, these are classified respectively in 4 and 5 types. So if we look at it from the point of view of the winds that we are focusing on, we explained yesterday that we have 2 types of winds, the main winds and the secondary winds. There are 5 of each. But in this particular case, it says that when we're working with the main winds, basically we have 4. So there is one wind that we are not considering, and this is the pervasive wind. So if you take the pervasive out of the list of 5, you will have 4. As for the secondary winds, the whole list of 5 can be taken into consideration here. So you would have things such as the moving, the really moving, the perfectly moving, and the very moving or closely moving.
ဝိဒတိဒိယံဘယံဒိဒိယံဤဝညိစီတံသောယောဂိဒေဝငေါကြီးဂုဏ်ကြီးနာစီတာကြီးကဒါယေကီညေစံသောယံတေလီဇံဘယေကီညိနာဒါယေကီညိစနာညိဆောင်ယံမယံဒေဝငေါကြီးဂုဏ်ကြီးနာဟောဟူယေကီညိကြီးတူဒီတံဟောတံဟောယေကီညိကဂုဏ်ကြီးတူဒီရှေယာကြီးဒါယေကီစံကြီးဒါဒီဒါကြီးကငမ
Now, another division is to classify them from the point of view of the recited mantra, and in this we have 2. We can have vajra recitation of the 2 letters, hum and ho, and vajra repetition of the 3 letters, the letters oma hum, that will come in the order of hum, om, a.
ဟောဒီတဲ့တင်တဲ့ငောကြီးကိုနေရှိတော်ကြီးငောကြီးကိုနေရှိတော်ကြီးဆောင်တဲ့တင်ဒီအောင်နေဟောဇောရံဘီဒုတိရှိဘောဟောဒီတဲ့ဇောရံဘာလာကျွဲရရင်တဲ့ဒုတိရှိရကကမ္မတော်ကမ္မတော်ကသမိပါဒီသတ်စဘုဒီဟောဒီတဲ့ရင်ဒုတိအောင်တဲ့တံဘုဒီဇောရံဘီရှိကြီးအောင်တော့ကလေးကြီးတဲ့ဘောတောင်းတဲ့ဒုတိကြီးအကြီး
Now, there are actually 3 occasions in which a person who is on the completion stage would do these particular practices. They are first of all done on the occasion where someone wants to attain the 4 types of activities, such as pacification, increase, and so forth. Another occasion where you would do them would be for the sake of attaining higher perception. And the 3rd time where you would be doing them would be for the sake of being at the state of mental isolation and enhancing that. So if we look at our text, it says, there are 3 occasions when completion stage practitioners perform vajra repetition because it is stated that First of all, when they perform Vajra repetition to establish the activities of pacification, increase, subjugation, and ferocity, they do it through the four main winds. So how do we explain that? We say that if from the list of five winds you take out the pervading one, you would be left with the life-sustaining wind, then the equally abiding wind, the upward moving, and the downward voiding. So by relying on those four types of main winds, you can achieve activities of pacification, increase, subjugation, and ferocity. The first occasion. Now, the second occasion is when they perform Vajra repetition to establish the five higher perceptions of the eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body. They do it serially through the five secondary winds, such as the moving one, etc. So, for example, if you want to attain the higher perception of the eyes, you would have to first of all rely on the moving wind. If you want to establish the higher perception of the ears, you would do it on the clearly moving. If you want to do it for the higher perception of the tongue, you would do it for the correctly moving. If you want to do it for the body, you would do it for the one which is strongly moving, and so on. So you do it serially. You go through all those different types of higher perceptions and secondary winds. Now we come to the third of those occasions where it says when they perform Vajra repetition to invoke the empties of mental isolation, having previously established physical isolation, they do it first through the four main winds, and then having attained mastery in that, they do it through the five secondary winds. So it's all done to induce the four empties. Now we come to the third one of those practices, which involves the meditation on the subtle drop, on the substance drop, which will be done at the lower opening. And we have a presentation of that. So we have meditating on the substance drop at the tip of the secret organ. It has actually two types. The first one is retention of the drop of bodhicitta produced from the union of oneself and an action seal at the meeting point of the two lower openings of the central channels without releasing it. So the first case is if you meditate, if you're doing these practices with an action seal, an actual person. The second one is meditation focusing on the drop at the meeting point of the two lower openings of the central channel of oneself and a wisdom seal. So it's a meditated in the second case. Now, There is a need for doing this practice. Why? Because in some cases, despite your efforts that you have done so far, you have not been successful in gathering all the winds at the proper place. So he says, there is need to meditate in this way, because to gather the winds at the heart, when the two previous types of life force succession are unable to gather them there, this meditation on the substance drop is advantageous in gathering the winds in the heart. So first you try by meditating on the light drop at the upper opening. Then you try meditating by putting the mantra drop at the heart. And if you still see that you have not gathered all the winds at the level of the heart, then you try the last measure, which is to meditate on the substance drop at the tip of the jewel of the secret organ. And it says this is actually a method that is very, it has great advantages. It can enhance very much the practice and it can draw the winds in. In terms of the time that this practice can be done, it says the life force exertion uniting both oneself and the seal exists both before and after the consummation of vajra recitation. And one must understand the method of how this acts as a means for gathering the winds in the central channel through the illuminating lamp. So there are two times, two occasions where you can do it, either before or after the consummation of vajra recitation. And after that, we continue with the debate.
Oggi da dinda yimba yindu dan da la yon dole tang yi ge ka chi ge nyen ka ra de da nyen ka ra long tham ya de la nyen ki san de de ma ra tam de wa de ma ra thor de song yi chap sin na de se na de lu ka ma ri si de ma de ba da oggi ge long nyen ka tham ba chang yon si nyen ka ni tham ba chang yon na yon nyen ki de tham ba man ba yu yi chi de si Nyankara long tamba chong na yon nyanki dhidhir tam kukum maari se mamba yubi shardi long tamba mamba yubi shardi long non da tamba la dhidhir tambi ma chavi shara se oji di shichi di runga sadrunga long da chong na sadrungi ngarishi ba ta long dhidhir tsab tang yuwa jen chong shen se oda rong shu ji Kumri go to go imbetul magwa rong shi ji rong nong de ren de ni wan jong wo ti ji yin ren bo ji tin bo de ni wan jong wo ti tam na de de tan bi tin de ji yin ba yin na de de tan ba ri yin na yong ton ba na de de tan ba tin na ton ba ji ma ton ba ji nyam de wo shar gu wo ri se ji di xie ba yin de ma ren char ge ri yang tin de ma ba tomba ye yang ni song jo ba tin de no ye men che ji yu ba ji ba yin du tin de ma ba ka su no de tham ba chang yo de de tham ba man bi no ji de de tham ba ye na ji ka ri su go nyen ka tham ba ye na o de de tham go go ma ri se ni de shi che shi ni de no de tham ba chang yo de de tham ba man bi tomba na shi ba ye ma wo go
So we look at the debate in that point. So regarding that one says, it is pervasive that to dissolve the winds at the heart, the channel knots at the heart must be loosened. And now one Peldon replies to that, it follows that this is unacceptable. Why? Because dissolution of the winds at the heart exists without dissolution of the winds in the central channel at the heart. Right? So that was a point that was brought up earlier as well. That is because to dissolve the winds internally, there is no pervasion they dissolve in the central channel. Why? because the Illuminating Lamp states that, as explained earlier, when the definite signs of the winds entering the central channel occur and the winds abide internally for a long period by their own force, if they dissolve, they dissolve into the central channel and the empties dawn as explained. So if the case is that the winds are dissolving in the central channel, this would be followed by the four empties. Then he continues by saying, though internal dissolution occurs on occasions different from this, since this is not dissolution in the central channel, the empties do not arise as explained. So what we say is that there are two occasions. You can cause them to dissolve at the level of the heart, but it's not at the central channel. If they just dissolve at the heart without being the central channel, you will not have the four empties. If you can cause them to dissolve all the way into the core, into the central channel, that will be followed by the four empties. So there are two cases. We need to differentiate.
ဒါလုံးဒီညင်ကိတဒရစီဝဒညင်ကိအဝဒဒဥမာရဒီသမ္ဘာလာညင်ကိစန္ဒလောဘရဆောင်ဒါချက်ကိုဝင်သည်ဒီညင်ကိစန္ဒလောဘရမာဆောင်ဝညင်ကိဒဒလုံးသဝနင်ဇညင်ကိဒဒလုံးဒီဇရံကမာရီစေနတောင်းမာတုသည်ညင်ကိစန္ဒလောဘရမာဆောင်ဝကိုညင်ကိဒဒလုံးဇယချူယွာရီသောင်းမာတုသည်ဒီညလီစေယောရုံကဆတ်တွန်းနာ ñeki mashiwa, ñeki mashiwa, mula tambala nus, ta ñeki tangkuruk vi na, vi jiga mashiwa tuli se jiti, o jiga shantan trawa, longsam tramu, o jiga namja niyaga, ti ñeki mashiwa se jiti, ti mula long tambala nus, o jiga ti ntaka ga tanda, rochang ga tanda de lhopar sangu ga riz. The Guiti Mondos, Nyanka double tabji, Chertan, Nyanka la Tangisarama, double tabji, long on the Duna that the Dursum Divati, Nyanki Masiwa Tulina Tangisago, Shalamanda was in Rachila, and you were tenny the Dursum Barimata, the Durkurang Masiwa Mula Tamba Maria Sitayan, Shuchina, and you were the Dursum Bainji, Dursum Bamanos, the Yander long the Dursum Bajan Yonsi.
So we continue with another debate that follows from that previous point. So it says, regarding this assertion, one says, it follows that it is pervasive that the channel knots at the heart must loosen for the winds to dissolve into the central channel at the heart, because it is not suitable for the winds to enter the central channel at the heart without the channel knots at the heart loosening. And now when Peldon replies to that, that the reason is not established. It doesn't have to be like that, because the Illuminating Lamp states that one must loosen the channel knots at the heart to dissolve the winds into the actual indestructible drop at the heart. Where is this indestructible drop? The indestructible drop is at the very center of the channel wheel, which is the chakra at the heart, right? So, if you want to cause the winds to go there at the very center, then you must cause the channel knots of the at the heart to loosen up, right? Now, therefore, prior to that, the dissolution of winds in the central channel by means of gathering them at the heart is dissolution near to the central channel, but not dissolution in it. If you have not loosened up the channel, the knots at the heart, then it means although you have a dissolution, it will not be inside the indestructible drop. It will be somewhere near. So there's a difference in the location, the proximity. Similarly, though the winds enter the central channel, one is not able to move the winds from the central channel at the side of the channel knots. If it is the case that they have not dissolved in the indestructible drop inside the central channel. If it is only the case that they have come and dissolved near that, then you would not be able to have movements of these winds into the central channel. They will be restricted in the location where they dissolved.
ဝရိဒတိနေမယံဒီဝဒတိနေကြည်တော်အင်းယောတနီယောကြည်ကရစကိုဟာရယောကြည်ငါမတိရကိုကိုလာယောဒုနေတောင်းရပါတိချွာလာကုနာရှေဇရင်ဒမတိပါတရညကိမရှိဝရလောသံပါလာသံဒလောပရဆောင်းကူလာညကိညကိဟောကြည်ဒဒလောသံပါလာသံဒလောပရဆောင်းမကူဝရရှေပန်းဒနု ဒဲညကိဝိကြီးသံတကြောင်တရှိကြီးညကိဒဒလောသံပါလာတိသံဝကသံဒသောပရဆောင်ကြီးရှိတိစနဒတိဂျောင်းလောင်းမနောတိညအညောင်းကျဲကလူမရဆာလမနီဆာလမနီဒေါဂျူနီစံကြောင်တော့ယကိစံကြီးဒေါဇေချရဒူဂျီဒီဝရှိဝါလာတဲနီညကိကောင်းဝကသံဒလောပရဆောင်တိသံဝကလောင်းနံ ညကိတတိနောင်တဲ့သမ္ပတိကြောင့်ငောင်းရရှိအကြီးပါရနမ်ကြည်ဝရနတင်းဤဆောင်လွင်းနေငောင်းဝင်းတဲ့ဘုရားရည်စင်ဆောင်းဆောင်သူစီရှိဆောင်ရရှိစင်နရှိပရကြတိစတတိသိရှိကြီးနိရမတာညကိတတိထောက်ကျွနိကမလူစင်နေတဲ့ရှိပရကြတိရေးစီဝတ္တလွင်းနေငောင်းဝင်းကြီးရံပရဘုရားတေလာဒုတိယဒီဝတ္တဂုံကူကမာရေးစီ မကွေးရှိတဲ့ဒုတိယကျင့်ဝန်တော့ဝဒငေါကြည့်သူလီငေါသူဒီကွန်ဘဆောင်းစွန်ရုပ်ကွာကောင်းရှိစေဝဒတိကပ်စွကျငေါသူကွန်ဘကပ်စွလွင်းနေငေါဝင်ကျရံပရဘုရားရှိစေဟောကြည့်တတိတောက်ညိနာကျကွာရီတောင်ပိုးဒီဒုတိယကျင့်ဝန်တော့ငေါသူကဆောင်းစွန်ဂုံကွာတိတောက်တောင်ပိုးရင်သူတောင်ပိုးတွေ့တိ ဟိုဒီတဆောင်းဒီဝစာကျလေးစံပနောနာရင်ကျင်းတင်ပါလေကျင်းနီတို့တင်ပါမှာကျရောင်းမှတို့ရှိဝရောင်းကိုဒါစာကျကိုမလုံးကသူဒီထတ်တိကတော့ရှိပဲကပ်စီဒီကပ်ကိုဒါဘဒင်တော်တော်ပြီးတော့ဆရနာဟိုဒီဒါတိတဆောင်းရေးချရစနာဟိုဒီတော့တောင်ပို့တရားလာအန်ဂျီဟိုဒါဒီနာဆောင်းရီတာတင်လေကြီး
Now, we'll continue with another debate that follows up from this point. So regarding this assertion, one says, it follows that this method of explanation is unacceptable because explaining that to dissolve the winds in the indestructible drop at the heart, the channel knots need to be loosened, and to dissolve the winds in the central channel at the heart, the channel knots do not need to be loosened, is from the perspective of the channel knot at the center of the heart. To dissolve the winds in the central channel at the heart, the channel knots above and below the heart must be loosened, because the grounds and paths of Guhya Samaja, according to Aryanagarjuna of Yanchen Galo, states that independence on performing vajra recitation, in which the individual tones of the three, the winds arising, entering, and abiding, dawns as the tone of the three letters, so, independence of that, the channel knots above and below the heart are loosened, and the upper and lower winds dissolve into the central channel at the heart. And one generates the primordial awareness of appearance, and one transfers from physical to verbal isolation. Now, Nawan Peldon says that this should be analyzed. He's not ready to accept that. Because, he says, in transferring from the physical isolation to the level of verbal isolation, there is no need to meditate on vajra recitation. Why? He gives two reasons. So his reasons has two parts. The first one says that life force exertion, meditating on the mantra drop, must precede vajra recitation. And two, at this time, one transfers from physical isolation to the level of verbal isolation. So we start by examining the first one, right? The part that says life force exertion meditating on the mantra drop must precede vajra recitation. Is that true or not? It says the first part of the reason is established because the third chapter, here is the third chapter of the Root Tantra of Guhya Samaja, states that through stabilizing the precious state, there is progress. through not stabilizing it, there is no progress. And the Illuminating Lamp by Master Chandrakirti also states this in the context of explaining the final meaning of the text. In the final explanation of Vajra recitation, the concise analysis of the four-layered commentary states that... I'm not sure if I'm sure I went through that. No, we have not gone into that quotation, so we're stopped there. Now, in, as I say, we're looking at this argument, and the reason has two parts. The first part, in order to establish the first part, Nawam Peldon is reciting from different texts, and now we come into the second recitation that comes to support the first part of his reasoning, and the second quotation is from the concise analysis of the four-layered commentary. We mentioned that Lama Tsongkhapa has composed this commentary. So it says, the Vajra recitation, which generates union, is stated to be final through its suitability to perform Vajra recitation, or it is explained to be final through considering just one aspect. The performance of Vajra recitation is similar to verbal isolation at the time of union. So these are the two texts, the two texts that are quoted in order to support that life force succession, meditating on mantra drop, must precede Vajra recitation. We come now to the second part of the reason to establish that this is the time where one transfers from the physical to the verbal isolation. So it says the second part of the reason is established because the primordial awareness of the four empties derived from piercing the vital point at the heart during physical isolation does not exist. That is permitted through, I have written there proliferation, but it's through progressing. Yeah, so please correct the word. So what is he saying here is that there are two phases of the practice. In the first one, let's say the first level is physical isolation, the next one is verbal isolation. Now, you might be doing similar practices, but as long as you're not capable of causing the dawning of the four empties due to the dissolution of the winds into the central channel, then you are still at the level of physical isolation. If you're capable of causing those four, the primordial awareness of the four empties to appear due to these practices, you have already moved because that thing does not exist at the level of physical isolation. It exists at the level of verbal isolation. So it happens through progression, through moving from one phase to the next.